Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
We just got back from the Oregon coast. We were able to take the kids to the Oregon coast, the beach. We call it the beach, Oregon coast. When people think of the beach, it's not normal beach, but
it's not a hot beach. It's pretty cold.
The Oregon coast is incredible, but we were able to take the kids. It's a very special place for us. It always has been.
The beach for me is so important because I grew up going. My aunt had a beach house, and so we would always go as a family. And the year that I was going to turn 32, I had a really, really hard time because I had built up this year for so long in my head because my mom had me at 32 and I was the youngest. And so I thought to myself for so many years, ever since Brent and I got married, as long as I could have a baby, by 32, I would be okay. And so I told Brent, because Brent's really good at asking me what I want for my birthday every year. He makes sure that I have a cake. That's another story every year. And I told him I just wanted to be alone with a few friends and my mom. And so we went, and it was the most peaceful time. And while I was there, I looked at that ocean, just thinking, God, like, why can I not have the number one thing that I want and be? And then here we are 7 years later going with our kids and seeing them just have so much fun and playing in the sand and just laughing and seeing their little feet just run up and down that ocean sand and
running down the sand dunes, falling, yeah. Like just the best. And those memories are things that I think we would have taken for granted, yeah, years ago if we would have been able to have our kids when we wanted to have kids. But being able to watch them and just cherish every second with them, even the hard ones. I find myself all the time, things are hard sometimes. Teague, our youngest, has been hard sometimes, but it's the kind of hard we've been praying for so long, and we finally get to live these moments. And as humans, we take things for granted all the time. There are things that I have right now in my life that people are praying and praying and praying for, praying to have what I have, whether it's kids or whether it's an incredible wife, spouse. There are so many things that people would do anything for. And it's the same for any of you listening to this. There are people that would so desperately give anything to have what you have. So let's be thankful. Let's not take things for granted. We're not going to be perfect, but we can look around and be thankful for the things that we have. Be thankful for the life that we've been given. And you'll notice that your daily life will be better every day. Many of you don't know, but for the last 4 months, I have been home, not working. I've been working a lot on the podcast, but I've been not being able to perform my job. I had an injury at work 4 months ago, and I go back to work in a couple days, September 1st, and I'm excited to go back to work, but at the same time, I desperately don't want to go back to work. I want to be able to be here with my family, with my kids. I want to be able to work as much as I can on the show. And it got us thinking, we've been thinking, we have some really big goals. I don't want to work. I want to be able to have this be my full-time job. And that might be kind of crazy to think. It is crazy to think. We've been doing this for a little over a year now, and we never got into this thinking that that could be a possibility. But we love what we're doing. We think it's needed, and we think that it's something that God has blessed us with to possibly take it and do something with it. So here we are. We're putting it out there publicly that that's what we're trying to do in the next couple of years, is be able to turn this into something where I can be a full-time podcaster. That's crazy.
If you would have told me that even a year ago, I would have laughed knowing that Brent would actually say that.
For sure.
Because he was not techie or anything.
No, I love my job. I've always liked my job. And it provides things for us. But it also is really hard on my body. And I've noticed that.
Well, I think that's something too, that this might be something new for our audience to know about Brent, is that no matter what he's doing, he's going to give 100% at it. Just like this podcast, he was scared to death to put himself and our family out there, but he learned and he was a student every day. He was down here for hours trying to figure out how to edit and what would expand the reach. And yeah, I just can't thank you enough. It's blessed our lives in so many ways. And he could have not followed that prompting, but he did. And here we are, blessing other lives, and our lives included.
So we need your help. The best way for you to help is when we put content out there. If you like it, comment on it, share with somebody. We need to be able to expand our reach, get a bigger following. We have received nothing but raving reviews about what we're doing and how this is changing lives. It's so incredible to hear that and to think about that. But in order to be able to make this a reality and really work, we need to reach more ears. There's a lot of different ways to be able to make money doing this. And one of those is through social media and be able to get our reach and reach as many people as possible. That's probably the best way, the easiest way. And in order for that to happen, we need interaction on our stuff. We need comments. We need likes. We need shares. That's the best thing that you could do for us.
And I want to say too, like, again, we were not doing this to make money. We even said, and it's still something that we, a goal of ours is to sell our house and just get a big motorhome and travel and help other people and find people that we can help and be an angel for other people and just live teaching our kids out of the motorhome. And yeah, we don't need anything fancy. We just want to help other people.
That's what the goal is. We're not, we don't want to just do a podcast. We want to be out meeting people, smiling, helping them to know that God loves them. We want to pay for people's groceries. We want to help somebody be able to adopt or even IVF. If somebody loses their job and they can't pay their bills. We want you to tell us about it, and we want to be able to pay their bills for them. That's what we want to do, but we can't do it without your help. So, we're putting our goals out there. They might not be very realistic goals, but that's what we're shooting for. We're going to do it. Go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.